Welcome to the Rewire Podcast. This is episode 44, Rise and Rewire. I'm joined again today by Rod. We just finished a early Sunday morning workout in my garage today. I blew my knee out when we were running last week. So it's feeling pretty good, but we decided just to do some weight training today and some breath work. So welcome again, Rod.
Thanks, buddy. It feels like a treat. I'm sure people were driving by at 6 a.m. seeing the garage lit up. And people were probably thinking, wow, these guys are crazy. But that seemed like a treat being inside working out and being out in the cold running the hills for sure. Feels pretty good.
Yeah, man. Okay, so today we thought we'd talk about thoughts. It was interesting. Rod and I kind of shared our experiences earlier this week. We were both kind of feeling like a little bit of a funk on Monday and Tuesday this week. And, you know, it's interesting. In my Rewire course this week as well, I get into thoughts. And thoughts are such an important thing to be aware of in terms of our behavior and the way we feel. And, you know, in mindfulness, it's all about being aware of our thoughts and not being caught up in our thoughts, not, you know, disidentifying with our thoughts. Because if we allow a thought to continue to manifest into stories and weave into narratives, it creates a whole different mood and a whole different experience. So before we start, I'll just say off the top that one of the misconceptions about thoughts is that we believe our thoughts. Now, thoughts are not facts. Thoughts might lead to facts, but thoughts are not facts. And the other thing I'll say about thoughts is that thoughts are things. So you may have heard that before. So thoughts actually carry a weight in terms of frequency. And so when you're putting thoughts out there, you are attracting things back to you from those thoughts. So thoughts are such a powerful thing to be aware of.
Yeah, no, I agree, dude. And just as you said, we were talking about, you know, those thoughts, you know, the beginning of this week, you know, I just didn't have the same motivation for some reason. And I let those thoughts kind of seep in a little bit. And I think like everyone, you feel like those thoughts, you're the only one. You feel like you're isolated a little bit. You know, I'm lucky that I've got a great network of people and friends and yourself that I can kind of bounce things off of, which is true. I mean, I feel like if I was to let that kind of ruminate and spend the whole week thinking, I'm not really motivated, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. But it was only, what, maybe 2 days in, and I thought, you know what, let me just reach out. And, you know, I called you and I say, dude, I haven't been motivated this week. And it's crazy how well we're connected, because you said the same thing. And that automatically, my thoughts turned into, hey, I'm not alone, get on with it. And it just, the back end of my week has been the complete opposite. I took those thoughts, you know, the ones that I wasn't feeling all that motivated, and I turned those thoughts into more powerful energy. And that energy just, you know, had me explode to the end of the week. So that's another thing as well. I feel like some people, you kind of have to reach out and talk to people. I mean, you're not the only one sometimes going through some of the negative thoughts or not feeling super motivated. You know, reach out and bounce it off of somebody.
That's a really good point, Rod, especially now, because some people are completely alone in their household. And when you're isolated with your thoughts and your thoughts are starting to go into the negative zone. And just a quick note about that too. I mean, we're wired for survival, not for happiness. So something like 70 to 80% of our thoughts are wired negative, just to be for survival. And those thoughts repeat day over day. 90 to 95% of your thoughts are repeated day over day. So you're always in a day with negative thoughts. And if you're alone, you can actually really get yourself off track. So it is very important, I think, for people to stay connected to other people, and not other people who are, you know, going to, you know, in some cases, it's very important to surround yourself with people who are there to actually pick you up, who actually care too, because sometimes misery loves company too.
Right, right. And another thing I wanted to ask you as well, and this is a question that, you know, for myself, and hopefully maybe this will, you know, answer some questions that maybe other people are thinking as well. When it comes to positive thoughts, because I mean, it sounds so fucking easy, right? Just think more positively, you know, kind of get rid of the negative thoughts. And again, it does sound super easy, but if you are, you know, you're putting the hard yards in, you're getting up in the morning, you've got that positivity, you feel like, hey, it's all about positivity. I'm looking at things more optimistically, but nothing is changing. You're not moving the needle. And you start to feel like, what is the use? Like, why am I doing this? Why? It's just not, you're not getting, you know, the results that you're looking for. So maybe you can shed some light on that from your experience, even with meditation. And is it turning up the frequency? Is it, you know, is there, you know, little hacks that you could do if it's breathing, whatever it may be? It's funny. I kind of look at you and I always think of Wim Hof. You're just like a younger, better looking, like maybe you're called like fucking Wim Tough. But anyways, you know, if you could shed some, you know, some of your, not only, you know, your theory, you know, because I know you read a shitload of books, but just the practical stuff, because I know you've been in it for like, you know, it's been what, 8 or 9 years that you've been going deep on this. But I think that that would shed some light with me, because I feel like some days it's like, fuck it, all the positivity is there and you're not getting what you're hoping to get out of those positive thoughts.
Well, that's a pretty meaty question. And I think, you know, if you asked 10 people, they'd probably give you 10 different answers. But for me, that has kind of changed over the years in my experience. And what I used to do is probably try to push harder. And I used to try to force things a little bit more. But what I've learned to do now is to surrender more to that feeling. So if I'm doing all the right things and, you know, I am aware of my thoughts, and, you know, we can talk a little bit about like replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts, like cognitive behavior therapy, like, you know, there's methods, there's techniques, but sometimes when you're doing all the right things, and as long as you're sticking to you're keeping those promises to yourself every day, you're doing your practices, you're doing all the things, you know, and from my own experience this week, I've really felt that I wasn't motivated. I just kind of felt like in a funk. There's just something going on energetically. And in those times, that's really when, for me now, my advice is to just keep the faith that you're, whatever you're doing, you've got your eyes on your goals, and you know, your why. We talked about that recently too, is right there. You know, that's why you're doing this every day, even though you don't feel like it, you do it anyway. But sometimes just surrender to what's happening. Why am I feeling this? Sit with it. Right. You know, just be curious about, okay. And then when you kind of get into that place sometimes it's like you get back into a state of reality, and then you stop overthinking. And you just kind of get back into your body. And that's where you might start to say, okay, you know what? Yeah, this too shall pass. And if you can take it a little step further, maybe I can find some place for appreciation or gratitude. Right. You know, something, what is one thing I'm really grateful for today? Well, listen, right, yeah, I don't feel good today, but guess what? I got a roof over my head. Right. I got food in the fridge. I've got people who love me. You know, I've got breath in my lungs. It's a good day. So it's kind of just reframing that as well, you know, but it's, but when you're in that funk, sometimes it's like you have that expectation. And that's the other thing. It's our logical left brain mind is always striving to do something. Our ego always wants to feed that fire. And if it doesn't perceive what's happening to be what our expectation is, that gap in between is where we create our own suffering. You know, and we all fall into that. I mean, there's very few people who are enlightened to the point where it's just they can surrender to everything, you know, and you know, we get caught up. But I really think it's just about when you feel that way, it's not, for me anymore, it's not about, okay, I'm doubling down on everything, okay, doubling down on the hustle. I sit back now.
Right.
I keep the faith, because I know that this practice works, that all this, you know, this philosophy works, but, and just be patient and try to surrender. Right. Moment,
you know? Yeah, some self-love. So it's not like fucking pour some salt on it, get back in there, you fucking pussy.
That's it, man. Well, and you know what? Mindfulness and self-compassion are two peas in the pod. I mean, so just really just kind of being kind and gentle with yourself in those times. Yeah. And, you know, you see this a lot where a thought comes up, you know, and for a lot of people, we have something in us from our childhood, from comparison culture to all these different things, that we don't feel good enough. We don't feel like we measure up even to ourselves, to others, to whatever. But just being kind where you are right here and now, that's a really important thing to do. You know, I was in my mastermind with my mindfulness group last week, and my mentor was talking about compassion to others. You know, if you saw somebody hurt, you would run over and to help them. If you saw a child crying, you'd embrace them. But in your crying inside, you're like, you know, like you just said, smarten up, you fucking right? Whatever, fill in the blank on the adjective, right? So being a little kinder to ourselves.
Right? Yeah, no, I think that's golden. I mean, because I feel like that's where I've kind of made a breakthrough as well, is being able to, and we've talked about this as well before, on being more self-aware. What feels good, what doesn't feel, you know, all that great. But at the time when you're feeling a little beat down and not so motivated, because I've always felt like I was the person that, you know, I'm an extremist where it's like go one way or the other. I get halfway through something, I'm feeling great about it. As soon as I get any kind of adversity, that trigger is just like, okay, hey, retreat, go back. And then I'm climbing up another mountain, where I feel now I'm able to take that time, sit with it, just as you said, show it a little bit of love, and come out of it a little stronger, and still stay on that same path. I listened to Matthew McConaughey on a podcast the other day, and I loved what he was talking about, just picking his lanes. And sometimes when you have pads up on the right and left, that's when you want to just, like, you know, start banging your head against the wall, right? Because there's going to be times where there's no pads. So you realize either, hey, I'm too far right, or I'm too far left. And I think that was pretty powerful for me, because I feel like I've always been, okay, this didn't feel great. I'm like banging my head against the wall here, and then I completely go the other way. Shit, that didn't feel perfect either. Like, I mean, so it's just really trying to find that lane.
You know? The oversteer. On the
other side. Exactly. Exactly.
But you just said it, man. It's having the self-awareness.
Yeah.
Of when you hit that sticking point, that's when imposter syndrome kicks in. That's when you're like, you fucking idiot. Why did you even try this?
Right.
You know, it's right. that little voice. But by catching that thought, having that self-awareness, I think is the most important thing. You know, and when you practice meditation and breath work and you're mindful as often as you can be of your thoughts, what you're doing is you're catching them right in that red-handed, right in the moment. As soon as it pops up, you're like, oh, that's interesting. And the other thing to be aware of with thoughts too is when you do catch them, it's not to like, you fucking idiot, why are you thinking that way? You're putting fuel on the fire rather than letting it go. Just allow the thought to come, like, oh, that's interesting. Where did that dark shit come from?
Right?
You know, interesting. Okay, well, that's not true. And I'm just going to let that one float off into the ether. Because thoughts are just secretions of the mind. They come like clouds. But the problem is, if that dark thought comes in and you leave it there long enough, and that one thought, one idea starts to turn into a little bit of a story, into a narrative, then it triggers the emotion associated with that. The negative emotion that's associated with that. And next thing you know, you're feeling like shit in your body. You're feeling like shit because the thought made you do that. And when you feel like shit, are you doing your best in what you do?
Right.
No, you want to retreat. You want to retreat. You feel small. You want to hide out. And, you know, you're not serving yourself or anyone else.
Right. And trying to figure those thoughts out. And, you know, even with myself, I've been, you know, reflecting back. And sometimes when you feel that thought come up, like, I feel like I've been somebody that always kind of was always just around below the radar. I didn't want anyone having any expectations on me. If I did well, great, fuck. Look how well you did. But don't put any expectations on me. And I think back, like, you know, where did those thoughts come from and where do they manifest from? And I don't know if I told you the story, but it's like I had a teacher that used to, you know, pump my tires all the time and say, hey, Rod, like, you can do anything. And he's like, you're a gifted football player. And he would actually tape all my football games because I didn't have a dad. And he became kind of my dad. So he would tape all these games, and he was on the sidelines taping one of the games. And I always remember it was against one of my old former teams. And I was having a great game. And there was one play, I ran one guy over, and I was running towards, like, you know, to score. And this one guy came, and anyways, he tackled me. But my coach didn't realize that my teacher was taping this, so I watched the tape after, and I heard him, and he's like, I could hear him saying, give him a fucking stiff arm, Blanchard. And then he muttered under his breath, he was like, ah, oh, that Blanchard, all the talent in the world, just doesn't know how to put it all together. And that sat with me, man. I was thinking, like, you know, fuck, I do have the talent in the world, but you know what? I'm going to show everyone that I don't give a fuck, that I'm going to fuck it up. You know, and that kind of shit sticks with you, man. Like, you know, where now I realize, like, I can overcome those thoughts. Like, I mean, I don't have to be what that coach was saying, that I had all the tools, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't prepared to, you know, to show it to the world that I could be great. And just one last thing I want to say, because last week, listening to our podcast, you know, I liked it. I loved, you know, our messaging and what we're doing. And I listened to what I, and it was sitting with me, and it was like, a shitty feeling, because I said, you know, my average voice. And I heard that, listening to that, those are my thoughts calling myself average. And guess what? I mean, the energy that I'm going to put out is going to be fucking average.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought to myself, like, why do I have to put it out there? I mean, I know myself, you, everyone listening has greatness within them. And I really believe it's a matter of figuring out what your superhuman power is. And I feel like there's sort of like a push pull, like, I mean, where sometimes you have to pull it out of you. It's like, you know, what is it that is inside of me that makes me great? And sometimes it's a push where some people, they figure it out. They're like, you know, this is what it, like, this is my greatness, but they're so scared to show the world just because they might not be received like they think they would be. You know, so I feel like that's that kind of push pull where it's like, sometimes you just got to pull it out and fucking push it out. Anyways, I went around, but last week it kind of sat with me. I'm like, fuck, I'm not average.
Right.
I'm not going to call myself average anymore, because that's the energy that's going to make me average.
That's a great thing to find. That podcast, by the way, if you listen to it, was a bit of a Frankenstein. That's why Rod is here today in front of me in my office, because, his laptop died in the middle, so I tried to piece together a Frankenstein of a podcast. But anyway, you said a lot there, brother, and that's a really good thing to notice, because we do have these limited beliefs. What you say, you know, it's like a mindset, right? If you think you can or you think you can't, either way, you're right. The Henry Ford quote.
Right.
So if you believe that you're average, you're going to be average, right? So why not believe you are great? And then, and it's not about pushing necessarily, because it's like, I kind of going back to what I said about surrendering. It's about getting the fuck out of your own way.
Right.
Stepping aside and letting that light shine through that we all have. We have this fucking beautiful divine energy within us. And the more we actually become familiar with it, the more we sit with that. And that's your practice in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, the inner sanctuary. I did a video this week, and that's what I'm calling this now. I have my crystals in here. I've got my diffuser, my essential oils, like the lavender's in the air right now, but it's creating a space where I connect to that energy more and co-create. And then I start to pull those limiting beliefs aside, because we all have those stories from our childhood. And the fucked up thing about that is that one thing that one teacher said that one time, or that one coach, or your parent, or somebody, it just stuck with you. And from that day forward, a little part of you kind of closed.
And I'm
going to protect this part now. Because you're afraid to let it out, but when you do start to open up again, you start to let it out again, and you're like, oh my God, you feel alive.
Feels great, man. It does. It just, as you said, alive. I mean, you know, it goes even when we talk about the 45 alive. I mean, those things that you're going through, those, like, it really is showing all the awareness. And we've talked about this before, and I'm steering this a little bit into a different area, but I mean, when it comes to 45 alive, I always thought about, okay, I'm not an expert in anything. So how am I supposed to preach? Okay, what if this person wants to lose 30 pounds, or they want to gain 10 pounds of muscle? How many PDF downloads do I need? Do I need this? Do I need that? And I realized the sweet spot with what I'm trying to do within 45 Alive is to really create awareness around who you are, what's going to work for you. And throughout those 45 days, you're taking in everything and then realizing, you know what? I am strong enough. I am great. And I'm going to do this. And once you finish those 45 days, and a big part of it is rewiring. And that's why it's so, like, I mean, this synergy that we have with Rise and Rewire, like that morning of being able to go deep and figure out, you know, kind of what works for you is fucking super powerful, man.
Yeah. And for those who don't know what 45 Alive is, when Rod had been kind of at a point in his life where he was starting to go a little deeper, and, you know, we all kind of at some point, hopefully wake up, we kind of step out of the movie where they were playing in the movie in autopilot, right, built on whatever subconscious programming we have. And we just play that role over day, where you start to step back and notice, hey,
right,
maybe. And so 45 Alive was kind of Rod's concept for himself initially to, you know, overcome the alcohol, overcome these things that we've been talking about. Yeah. Right. And now from that, he's inspired other people to join along with that. And, you know, I've been part of it as well, and it's been amazing. So, yeah. All right, brother. Well, that was a good morning.
That's great, dude.
Jacked on coffee again now. So anyway, buddy, you have a beautiful day.
You too, man. I enjoy it.